This is More Than Conquerors with your Bible teacher, Pastor Ray Hagestilianos. As a teaching pastor for almost 30 years, Pastor Ray's heart and vision is simply to build up God's army, enabling them to stand strong in their faith. As the senior pastor at Living Word Christian Church in White Plains, New York, Pastor Ray will challenge you today to begin your walk in integrity and victory, forever changing your life as transformed by the power of God. More Than Conquerors is supported by the generous gifts of listeners like you. You can find us online by going to livingwordchurch.org.
Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Yes, the exercise of our faith pleases God, and except for the message of salvation, there is no more important a truth than this message of faith. Yet many Christians who know about and even exercise their faith are living a life far below what God's word promises. What is it about claiming something in faith that so many seem to be missing? In our series, Setting Higher Goals for Your Faith, Pastor Ray, taking a practical look at this issue, based on the Bible definition that faith is the substance of things hoped for, concludes that faith, no matter how sincere, not coupled with a high level of hope, can only be a hopeless faith, accomplishing little. Understanding now how hope sets the goal and faith makes it a reality. Most would agree with Pastor that because Christians aren't dreaming big enough, they don't have a faith problem. They have a hope problem.
It's an amazing thing how it works. And it's an amazing thing how your faith and hope work together when you start to thrust out vision, when you start to thrust out goals, when you start to thrust out desires that you want from God. It's amazing how your faith will have direction and your faith will kick in and start to accomplish something. And you see, the thing is, this is the problem. A lot of times people set things out. They've got a hope, but because there are some rough spots along the way, a couple of bumps in the road, so to speak, a little bit of warfare, do you think the devil's going to let you just get your hopes and desires without a little warfare? Because there are some bumps along the way, people kill their hope. They take their eye off of the goal. And they lose their balance. They lose. They start looking here. And that's what the enemy does. You got your sights fixed. I throw out my hope. This is where I want to be. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to accomplish. This is, God, I'm believing you. Prosperity is mine. Prosperity is the reward of the rich, the righteous. You will provide all of my needs. I'm coming out of poverty. I'm coming out of brokenness. I'm coming out of debt. I'm coming out of insufficiency. I'm going to get that house that I want. I'm going to be in that spiritual place that I've been trying to get to. You set the goal. That's your hope. It's out there. It's not yet. Hope isn't yet. Hope is the future. Now I put my sight on that hope and I fix my faith on it and I refuse. I refuse to turn to the left or to the right, but the devil will throw everything in your place, in your way, to try to get you distracted from your hope. Things get tough. Times get lean. Oh, maybe I miss God. Maybe I can't have that. Maybe this is all. Maybe. All doubt and unbelief just come and fill your brain, trying to get your focus off of your hope. And this is where a lot of people lose it. This is where a lot of people, as a matter of fact, I'll be so bold to just say something right here, right now. Some of you need to resurrect your hope. You need to resurrect your hope. Resurrect your desire. Put it out there and use your faith. Let your faith accomplish now. So going back to the Word of God, he says in Hebrews chapter 11, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith, I like to say it this way, faith gives substance to my hope. Faith makes my hope a reality. But if I don't have a hope, my faith doesn't know what to accomplish. See, all my life, I've done this, and I'm going to encourage some of you to do this. I wrote down goals. I put them down in a notebook, where I wanted to be, what I wanted to accomplish, what I was believing God for. Some of you don't even know what you're believing God for. Maybe some of you aren't even believing God for anything because you're one of those que sera, sera people. Well, if you want to be, you know, que sera, sera, like a cork on the sea just getting driven all over the place. No, you can't live life that way. You got to know, what do you want to accomplish? Some of you, dear God, let me just, some of you, you know, you've been thinking, wow, maybe I should go back to school and broaden my education, you know, but I don't feel like I can. I don't know if I then, and every single day, do it. Set it out there as a hope. This is what I want to accomplish. I want to go back to school. I want to get that degree. I want a better job. I want to go deeper into this field of education, or this field of mine through education. You've got to set out a goal. Otherwise, your faith has nowhere to go. Faith gives substance to your hope. Now I know what I want to do. So all my life, I wrote down goals. All my life, I kept a notebook, and I do it somewhat now, but because I've accomplished just about everything I've wanted to accomplish, but a few things that I want to do yet. But I would write things down and just pray on them, and that was my hope. And every time I pray on them, I get the word, and I say, you know, Lord, your word says this, your word says, and I would just hold on to those promises or those desires, that vision, and I would just let my faith just kick into gear. I'm speaking the scriptures, I'm talking to it, I'm talking to my future, I'm doing everything that I need to do, and lo and behold, you know, it all came to pass. Amen. You know, when I look back to where I started, and I started to get hold of this information, and I started actually using it and putting it into operation, it just blew me away how God just met me. You know, things just happened. My faith just started to really go after the hope that I had set out there. You've got to set out your hope. You've got to have a hope. Doesn't matter how old you are. Stop with this. I've seen too many older people fold up and die. Just because you're 70, 80, maybe even 90, why would you fold up and die? You ought to have a hope. Of course, the ultimate joyous hope is that we're going to be face to face with Jesus one day. So even in that, you know, even in leaving this world and leaving this life, we still have a hope. But you ought to have hope for something. What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish? Well, let me give you, the older you get, like my hope, my joyful, confident, favorable expectation of things to come, I'm just going to share it. You know, one of my, is that I'm going to just live to be really old. And healthy and strong. I don't want to be decrepit and bent over and barely can get by and can't breathe and can't walk. And no, I'm talking about being in good shape. That's my hope. So every day, my faith is in that direction. Every day, I say, with long life will you satisfy me and show me my salvation. But then, you know, I know you don't want to hear this part, so you can all close your ears for those of you who don't want to hear it, but you got to take care of yourself. If I'm going to live to be old, I got to take care of the vessel. This is the container that's going to take me through. I can't beat this container up and think that it's going to take me to my destination, right? So I got to take care. So everything that I eat, I'm very careful. Some of you could never live on my diet. It wouldn't work. I feel for you. You know, my idea of cheating, you know, is like 1 teaspoon of ice cream. That's a cheat for me. I'm just telling you the truth. I don't eat, you know, cakes and cookies and all that. That's a cheat for me. So, you know, I try. I'm not perfect. Don't get me wrong. I still got to clean up some things, but you're probably all looking at me and saying, he's crazy. No, because every day I've got my hope before me. Amen. And every day I have to do that which is going to take me closer to my hope. Amen. I exercise. I'm not, you know, the strongest. I'm 68 years old, so I'm not what I used to be. Or I'm going to be 68. I'm not 68 yet. But I ain't what I used to be. But I'll tell you what, I'm probably doing stuff that some 30-year-olds can't do. I bet you couldn't keep up with me. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying, like, I sometimes scare myself. I'm like, dear God, what am I? I mean, just my general workout. And I'm not lifting crazy heavy weight. I'm lifting, you know, with what I can handle and what I can do, right? So, you know, I mean, this is what I do. I do this 3 times a week and sometimes 4, and sometimes five, depending on how busy my week is, but absolutely three times a week. I roll out. If you don't know what that is, that's just rolling the different parts of your body, getting yourself ready. I stretch. I go through a whole series of floor exercises. I stretch. And man, the older you get, the more you got to stretch. It's like it just doesn't want to go back to where it was. I stretch. Then I do what they call a dynamic work, a warm-up, and that's movement, you know, movement and stretching. I do that. And then I do a series of other things that, you know, I do certain movements to just open things up. I use sticks and I use bands and I do all kinds. So I spend probably a good 20 minutes just warming up, sometimes a half hour if I'm really into it. And then I work out for an hour and a half. So 2 hours. 2 hours. Why? Why do I do that? You say, Pastor, you're nuts. No. Why do I do that? Well, because I have a hope. I have a joyful, confident, favorable expectation of things to come. What I'm looking to in my future is health, vitality, strength, and long life so that I can live and do the work that God would have me to do. So every day when I'm doing that, I'm looking at my future. I'm looking at what I am, you know, what my goal is, and my goal is to live long, healthy, and strong. So for an hour and a half, I lift weights. I do push a sled. A sled with weight on it. I'm pushing the sled. I mean, I bet you there are some 30-year-olds that couldn't keep up with me. I bet. Do you think so? I wonder. Greg, you're a personal trainer. What do you think? Definitely. Thank you. I jump rope. I mean, I don't do like three jumps. I do battle ropes. I ride a bike. Come on. I think I told you on vacation, I was riding my bike and some of us went for a bike ride and I got on the bike and I'm just riding. And they're like way behind me, like, hold on, where are you going? And one of my big mouth nephews got up close to me. He's the oldest nephew, he's 60. He's in good shape, but he goes. So the kids said, "Oh, Uncle Ray, you're like riding so, you know, you're riding so fast ahead of us." And my big mouth nephew said, "Yeah, he's the only one that's out of breath." And I said, "Yeah, because I'm the only one that's pedaling." Now, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying. See, my hope and my faith are working together. That I'm going to live long. I don't want to be broken down. I don't want diabetes. I don't want heart disease. I don't want cancer. And you see, a lot of these things can be prevented. Not all, I understand that. Some are genetic, I get that. But they say, and I read over and over again, a lot of it can be prevented. It's lifestyle. It's bad diet, no exercise, don't drink enough water, pure, clean water, that's balanced with pH. You know, pH is right on the water. Using minerals to get the people. So I have studied and paid attention to all this stuff. Now there's this group of people. So well, Jesus knows. I just trust God. You know, eating donuts, eating fried chicken, eating French fries. I'm just trusting God. God, no, I just curse the calories. It doesn't work that way, you see. And that's stupid faith. It really is. It's just dumb faith. And I don't mean to be harsh, but it's foolishness. It's not real faith. Faith, just like everything in this world, has to be coupled with the natural, you know, spiritual and the natural. So as it relates to what we're talking about, hope sets the goal, faith now accomplishes the goal and goes for it. Amen. You see, that's what happens. But if you don't have a hope, and in my at this stage of my life, my hope is to live long and live strong and live healthy and have muscle, and I don't want to be all flabby, and you know, that's not for me, you know. I mean, some of it you can't help just by just getting older, your skin gets loose. But I'm not gonna add any more to it. You understand what I'm saying? So I'll deal with what I gotta deal with, but I'm not adding anything to it. If anything, I'm gonna try to reduce what I've got that can be reduced. Some of it, you know, I guess it's just there, you know. It's like I wish they did some sort of procedure where they went like this, and they pulled all the skin up like this, like tie it up in a knot like that, and then just cut it off. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Just pull it all back up and knot it up and just cut it. Throw it out. That would be great. Everything would be right back to where I want it to be. But they ain't got a procedure like that, so just have to deal with it. But that's my hope. Now, I don't know what your hope is. Your hope might be something else. You know, your hope may be whatever it is. But you've got to do every day what you need to do to see your hope come to reality. It's the joyful, confident, favorable expectation of things to come. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the substance of things hoped for. Now, I'm talking to some of my older people in this church because I'm one of you now. I used to be 30 or 30. When I started this church, I was 33. And same age when Jesus died, you know, same thing. But 33 years old, I started this church. And, you know, I was talking to the older people like, you know, a young know-it-all. But now I'm one of you. And I'm experiencing what it is to age. You don't have to cripple your way through life. You just don't. You can get it under control. That's my hope. That's my goal. My faith every day is working in that direction. Now, I don't know what yours is, but everybody ought to have a goal and a vision and a desire. Where do you want to be? What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish? And then you just, here's the big word, all right? Here's the big word. Nobody likes this word, but here's the word. It's not a curse word. But to some people, it is like a curse word. It's that ugly. It's called discipline. If you're going to see your faith accomplish your hope, you have to get on track, you have to stay on track, and you have to be disciplined. And every day, you use the word. You hurl your word out there, you see. Like I told you, long life, you'll satisfy me and show me. And then I've got other things too in my bucket of hopes, you know. I've got other things, but I don't want to talk about all of those now. I want you to know everything about me. But I'll tell you this, marriage isn't one of them. So if you hear wedding bells, get it off your mind. But there are a lot of other things that I want to accomplish and a lot of things I want to do and see other things before my life is done in this world. But you see, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So you got to have a hope. And you can't, your faith is never going to get anywhere unless you first thrust out that hope. And hope is the joy, say it with me, the joyful, confident, favorable expectation of things to come. That's what hope is. So when you're looking to your life right now, this morning, I've got a lot more on this, but we'll get into it. When you're looking at your life, and are you joyfully, confidently, favorably expecting your future? Or are you just aimlessly getting pushed through life? Are you just living day by day, hoping that things, you know, hoping in the negative sense, that things are going to get better, instead of hoping in the positive Bible definition, true definition of the word hope? But if you're in the Bible definition of hope, you're not just aimlessly getting pushed through. You have a destination. You know where you're going. You know what you want. You know what you want to accomplish, what you want to see, and where you want to be. And you will discover day by day how you will get there. And there will be challenges. And there will be battles, there will be warfare, there will be disruptions. As I told you before, the enemy wants to distract you and turn your face away from your destination. He wants to kill your hope because he knows when someone has a strong hope for some desired result or desired end, he knows that that's going to be a demonstration of their faith. And he doesn't want your faith demonstrated. That's why I proudly, and I don't use the word proudly in an arrogant way. I use it to say I proudly present myself to the world with all that God has done in my life and for me for one purpose, to say this is what God has done and this is what God will do for you. if you will live for Him. The Word works.
Yes.
The Word works. Faith works.
Yes.
But it has to have hope. Faith, listen to this. You might want to write this down. Faith without hope is hopeless faith. Faith without hope is hopeless faith. I did this in so many different areas of my life over the years. Just got tired of being where I was and said, I got to set a new destination. Got to get my way out of this. Got to get my way out of it. Don't like where I'm going. So faith without hope is hopeless faith, and you don't want to live with hopeless faith because that's not going to get you anywhere.
Amen.
God has a future and a hope for you.
Amen.
So now there are other aspects of this that we have to talk about, you know, and we'll come back next week. I think I've given you enough today, but we'll come back next week and pick this up and just talk about it. Now, did you get something out of this? All right. All right. Good. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to do this, all right? This is what I want you to do. We're done with the teaching part of this, but now I'm just going to give you a little assignment. This is your assignment. I want you to go home, and I really seriously want you to sit down with yourself or your spouse or whatever, the two of you, you know, maybe you do it independently and then come together, and I want you to think about your future. And I want you to start to dream.
Yes.
It's okay to dream.
That's right.
You'll never get anywhere if you don't dream.
Amen.
Great men and women of the Bible, men of the Bible particularly, had great dreams. God gave them dreams. I want you to dream. What do you want to see different? What do you want to change? Now I want you to get a notebook or your iPad or whatever you use, your computer. Get a page there. And start to write down some of the things that you want to accomplish or you want to see different in your life.
Amen.
Call it your hope page.
Yes.
And then put after it hope, joyful, confident, favorable expectation of things to come. And thrust it out there. And every day, I want you to just pray over that. Every day, I want you to just look at it and remind yourself. Or if you can't do it every day, once a week, whenever. Just every so often, go to it, remind yourself this is where we're going to go, and recalibrate yourself. Recalibrate. If you're getting a little lazy, you're getting a little off track, if you're getting a little, you know, you're starting to lose sight of your vision, then you readjust and you get yourself back on track. All right? You get back on the Word, you get back on the natural things that you need to do in your life, right? Doesn't matter how old you are. This is for everybody. Find out where you want to be, what you want to accomplish, and then every day, you just confess over it, you speak over it, you look to it, and then you just do whatever you've got to do for that day. Just do something good every day. Do something that's going to help you to get closer to that destination and that goal. Does that sound like good advice? Now your faith is working at a higher level than you've ever seen before. Now you're really starting to put your faith into operation.
Tune in tomorrow afternoon at 2 for More Than Conquerors with Pastor Ray. If today's message was a blessing to you, ask for your free CD of the broadcast for a gift of any amount to help support this radio ministry. Just mail your request with your check to More Than Conquerors, or MTC, P.O. Box 8187, White Plains, New York, 10602. Be sure to include the date of the message you're requesting. If ordering a complete Bible study series, a minimum love offering of $20 is appreciated. Identify the series and include the word series in your order. If you missed any of the hundreds of inspiring, life-changing Bible study messages of encouragement taught by Pastor Ray on this More Than Conquerors radio station, such as those on salvation, healing, miracles, faith, forgiveness, and many more, podcast downloads of all these programs are yours free of charge by simply going to PastorRayNY.com or WMCA.com and clicking on Podcasts. That's podcasts at either PastorRayNY.com or WMCA.com. Thank you for listening to and supporting this ministry of God-centered lessons of integrity and victory from the Word of God, and being ever mindful that, as life's challenges come, God's Word is truth and will always impact our lives in a positive way in making us more than conquerors.